It was mid-evening of Sunday the 28th of December, 1879, and a violent gale was in progress along the east coast of Scotland. Watchers at the River Tay were aware of a train confidently moving on to the bridge spans, and at about 7:15 p.m. they saw a long comet of light sweeping down to the waters. Around the same time, the Bouch family were comfortably relaxed at their home in Edinburgh's West End. Mr. Bouch retired to bed in due course, but was aroused in the early hours by delivery of a telegram. Terrible accident on bridge, stop. One or more of high girders blown down, stop. I'm not sure of the safety of the last down Edinburgh train, stop. Will advise further as soon as can be obtained. Dawn revealed a scene of devastation. 13 high spans had been blown down. The comet of light, reported by watchers, was the Edinburgh down train tumbling into the waters below. An estimated 75 persons lost their lives. Sir Thomas was a broken man, totally discredited at a subsequent committee of inquiry, since the shortcomings only became evident after his design for the fourth suspension bridge had been accepted. It is within the bounds of probability that a like disaster would have overtaken the Bouch structure planned for the Queensferry passage. Sir Thomas withdrew from the engineering scene and died on 1st of November 1880, less than a year after the structural and personal disaster.